you want more respect and confidence, you gotta raise yourself to a higher consciousness. Being a gent is not just clothes, it's not just status, it's how you carry yourself and become established in fashion and business, lifestyle, etc. Hear interviews from experts, get advice to better you. Sit back, relax, grab your headphones and settle in. This is how we journey in the life of the gentleman. Welcome back to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman's podcast. We are so glad that you have taken the time to tune in to today's show. This is episode number 52, and we have a great show prepared for you today. We will be talking about a couple of different subjects that I think will be very valuable to your personal development. We are going to be talking about having the attitude of no excuses. You know, all of us are facing some kind of trial, some kind of obstacle, something that is in our way, but we have to find the way to move that obstacle out of our path, overcome it, and still press on towards our goal. We know that there's going to be ups and downs, peaks and valleys, but there is a way that you can just push through and continue on to your goal. So we're going to dive deep into that. Also, we will be talking a little bit more about the mindset of a gentleman by adopting the correct perspective. And in the past, we've had on the Motivational Gent segment, Mr. Mercedes Fuller, and he is back today to talk to us about how we can do just that, have the correct perspective when there are those certain road bumps that may be in our life. You know, there was a time in my life when I started off my apparel business. I started with a $200 investment. Since then, I've been able to overcome a lot of different obstacles in my path and successfully been able to sell over $1 million of goods over the past few years. A lot of the reason I attribute that is to the coaching that I've received, the one-on-one help that I've received, and the positive motivational messages that I take in on a daily basis. And so what I'm doing is giving back the knowledge and the information that I've received and some of the skills that I've learned along the way and presenting them to you. If you're interested in building your own brand or your apparel line, it doesn't have to be fashion, it could be any form of business, I'd be happy to work with you in a one-on-one capacity so that you too can get the care and the attention that maybe you need to get you over the hump as well. If you're interested in that, you can always contact us, www.thelifeofagent.com. And while you're there, do yourself a favor. Here's a free offer. You can get a free copy of the book, The Life of a Gentleman, if you just want to get your feet wet with getting yourself the correct presentation. But if you want to take it a step further, you can get my book, The Mindset of a Gentleman. It's available on that same website, thelifeofagent.com or amazon.com. And don't forget, I'm more than interested to working with people one-on-one, those that are serious about getting to the next level. You know, if you've ever had the chance to travel across Eastern Europe, sometimes if you travel by train, you will be stopped by soldiers who come onto the train and search the train. They'll check the passengers, they'll check your passport, and they'll ask you three important questions. Where are you going? Where have you been? And why are you here? Those are questions that they ask you, but those are also questions all of us need to ask ourselves. Where are we going in our life? Where have we been? Are we trying to overcome something? Are we trying to get to another point? And then ask yourself, why are you here? Hopefully you're here to make a difference in your life, in your family's life, and in others' life. Make an impact and make a positive impact in your community, because that's what we're all about on The Life of a Gentleman. So this episode is definitely for those that are ready to take themselves to the next level. We are going far beyond fashion today. We are going to talk about the mindset of a gentleman on this episode of The Life of a Gentleman podcast. Stay tuned and get ready.
Hey everybody, it's DeAndre Marie, the producer of The Life of a Gentleman, and I came to tell you to get your life. Wait, you don't know what Get Your Life is? It's one of my web shows where I put an aspect of your life on blast so you can get your life together. Past topics include imposters, relationship addicts, and nosy people. No one is perfect, and we all can benefit from getting our lives from time to time. Want to see for yourself? Visit itsdeandremarie.com, and remember, get your life.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. And today we have on the line with us, once again, my co-host, Darius. How's it going today?
It's good, my friend. How are you?
Doing pretty good, man. I'm glad we got a chance to talk again. It's been fun having these discussions. You know, we always talk offline, but now bringing it on the podcast, it's a lot of fun.
Yes, sir. I can't wait to hear this next topic.
Yeah, you know, today I thought we'd talk about complaining attitude, because there's a lot of people that we probably all come across. Sometimes they just kind of bring you down. You know, some people say Debbie Downer, things like that. But, you know, I'm just thinking about a few people I know in particular. I don't know if this has happened to you, but every time you talk to them, they're real negative. They start telling you how you just can't get ahead, and how things are bad, and we're always so stressed out. Man, it just kind of brings you down. You ever run across that?
Oh, absolutely. Negative energy is the best way I describe it. And you have to try your best to stay away from it, because it really is poison.
Yeah, it really can, like you said, poison your mind, corrupt your mind, really break down your spirit so that you're not even able to think clearly or able to think positive. You know, it's funny, growing up together, we've always had a strong work ethic. And I think that's one of the things that separates us from some other people that have that complaining attitude. I thought what we could do is give some real life examples and then also some encouragement about how you can stay positive, because I don't think there's any need for anybody out there to feel like life has just totally got them pinned to the mat, so to speak.
No, I absolutely agree with you. And the thing that people don't realize is there is so much opportunity out there. All the energy you spend being negative, if you take that same energy and put it towards actually doing something, you could turn everything around.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, I think back different times in my life, you know, where I was dealing with financial challenges or things like that. But, you know, you always have to look at the different angles. You know, there's always a way to generate some income or to get some more positivity in your life. And, you know, I'll kind of focus on the income right now, because that's something that gets a lot of people down. You know, there's guys I talk to, and they're always saying how they can't get ahead and how they're behind on their bills. And, you know, my favorite motivational speaker says a lot of times people are behind on their bills and their dreams, and that's why they just can't get ahead. When you think about it, what are some opportunities to get a little extra income in your pocket? I mean, what are some things maybe you've done?
Well, I would say the first step is effort, right? You have to be willing to put forth a little bit more effort. If you don't like the income that you're seeing coming in, you're going to have to take some extra effort and extra time to make that happen. And what I have found is little things. Basically, do the things that other people don't really want to do, and they're willing to pay for it. That's the simplest way I could put it. Whether it's even as simple as mowing someone's grass that's kind of older and can't really get to it, or cleaning a building where people don't feel like cleaning it themselves. I have found that you can make a lot of extra income simply doing the things that other people do not want to do.
Man, that's exactly right. You know, it's funny. When you are behind on your bills, man, it's time to get seriously creative. And there's been times, you know, like you said, cutting grass. Man, you know what? You can just walk out of your house, grab the push mower, and start walking down the street. If you're hungry enough, you are going to get some people to say yes, to cut their grass, to rake their leaves, shovel snow. You can't have any shame. You have to do what you have to do. There's no excuse to say you can't get ahead. It's all about the effort. I like that you said that, man.
Absolutely, Richard. And here's the other thing I've learned is when you do those extra things, you never know who you're going to come across that notices what you're doing, right? So it may seem, some people seem like it's beneath them, you know, especially as grown men, right? I'm not going to go mow people's grass and all that. But if you're truly behind on the bill and that's what you need to do to keep your phone on, then you need to go do it, right? So go do that, and then you never know. That one person's yard that's kind of older that can't do it himself, maybe he owns a business or is an entrepreneur that can connect you with people, and he sees you putting forth that extra effort to take care of you and your family. That's the other benefit that people don't realize, of putting forth that extra effort.
Man, that made me think about something. You're right. You never know who you're going to run into, because, like you said, you could be going to them, trying to cut their grass, and they hire you. They see that you do a good job. You're very diligent in what you're doing. Next thing you know, you come to find out that this guy is the manager or the owner of a residential or a business complex where they're seeking to hire somebody to do work on a larger scale. Next thing you know, you've parlayed just knocking on someone's door, doing a grass cutting job into a major contract that you know they may lock you into, and now you're talking about making some real money. So you're right, the small wins, they build up. I think we talked about that before. You know, in business or in life, you have to look at it like a pro sports season. It's very long. There's ups, there's downs, like you were saying before. But yeah, those small wins, they start to add up. You're gaining momentum. Man, next thing you know, you worked yourself out of that hole.
Right, absolutely. And to continue with your sports analogy, we like to talk sports all the time. And a lot of people are excited when Cleveland plays Golden State, right? Or the Lakers in Boston used to play. But what they don't realize is those teams played teams that weren't as good as them, and they'd be in Minnesota on cold nights or Dallas on a cold night. You know, they were grinding it out through the season still. So you can't think that everything's going to always be glorious and glamorous. And that's one of the things I found about people that complain. In my opinion, they want everything to be glorious and glamorous, right? No, you have to grind. There's going to be times where things aren't going to be as glamorous, but you're going to have to still grind.
Man, I tell you what, when you say glamorous, I'll tell you a story about me. This was the opposite of glamorous. This is what a time when I was facing some financial difficulty, and what I did was start to get really resourceful. I had to borrow someone else's truck. What I was doing was going around town, writing on pieces of cardboard, trash hauling with my phone number, nailing it up to telephone poles all around the city at busy intersections. Next thing you know, my phone starts ringing off the hook. People needed me to haul away trash from their homes, clean out their garages. I was taking away mattresses, but you know what? I had to borrow a truck to do it, and I got a buddy that I was working with. He was in the same predicament, and after work and on weekends, we were trash hauling. Far from glamorous, but you know what? I was able to save up some money, get myself out of debt from there, start a couple businesses, and now look, you know, things happen, but you have to take those steps. You know, like you said, it's not always glamorous.
Right. I told you the story off air, but, you know, we had a situation where I need to make sure certain bills are paid. And my phone bill was basically paid by me driving to a city that was about 20 minutes away from my house just to clean the building a couple nights a week for the month. And that covered my phone.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I like what you're saying, because you did what needed to be done. And that's the thing that a lot of people would just sit there, kind of bury their head in their hands and just complain, talking about, you know, I want to be the CEO of this, or, you know, I want to get this company going off the ground. It's like, man, you just have to get started. Just do something small sometimes. You don't have to dive in and, like you said, have this big elaborate plan. Sometimes just stack up a little money, get that rolling in, stop the complaining, and get the momentum rolling.
Absolutely. The best way I can describe complaining is stop complaining and then put forth the same effort you put into complaining into something, anything, and you'll see better results.
Yeah, you know, speaking of complaining, you know, it takes me back to when we were kids and we would play basketball one-on-one. You'd always be complaining because I would constantly be beating you. But you know what I appreciate about you? You did put forth that effort. You kept trying, Darius. So, you know.
How did I not see that coming?
No, but seriously though, a lot of times people don't want to put forth the effort. They spend a lot of time on the internet, you know, or on social media, or watching TV and movies. It's usually the people that know everything about movies, the latest TV shows. They know all the sports stats. Those are the people that are usually broke or complaining about being broke. That's what I've noticed.
We could have a whole segment, and maybe one day we will, on just social media and what it does to people's mindset. But you are so right, because here's the problem, in my opinion, with a lot of the social media sites. You have a whole bunch of people that are complaining that meet a whole bunch of other people that are complaining. So they feed each other, and that's what they do all day. Instead of someone saying, hey, the 3 or 4 hours we spent on this site complaining about our lives, we could be out doing something.
Yeah, which brings us to the point in time, I think, where we should go ahead and give a few more tips on how we can stop complaining and get ourselves started. What tip do you think would help those listening to stop the complaining and take action and get going?
I would say put forth effort instead of complaining. Just put forth effort in solving the problem you're complaining about. So if you're complaining about not having too much or enough money or your relationship, whatever it is, stop complaining and just put forth the effort change it.
Yeah, I like that one. Everything begins with effort. You know, we've kind of been harping on that, but it really makes a lot of sense. A lot of times people are, you know, for a lack of a better term, kind of lazy. My tip would be to look around, find something easy that you can do to get some income generated. Like we mentioned, a lot of different things, cutting grass, trash hauling, side jobs. There's a lot of sites where you can sell products or your services. Maybe you're a graphic designer. You can sell on 99 Designs or sites like Fiverr. Or maybe you have a product that you can sell. Maybe you make jewelry or you make some sort of product. You can sell that on sites like Etsy and get a little money coming in.
Absolutely. The other tip I would give is, as cliche as it sounds, change your attitude to positive. Just be positive. Instead of saying, I can't, I'm going to go do it. And you have to change your mindset to a positive mindset, or else you'll never get it done. You'll always just be kind of negative. Even if you put forth the effort and you're not really into it mentally, it won't work. So the other advice I would give, just think positive and know where you're heading. Know where your goals are and don't let negative thinking affect you.
I like that one a lot. Makes a lot of sense. You got to take in positive messages. We've been stressing that on The Life of a Gentleman. Take in positive messages every day, because there's so much negativity in our lives. You have to combat it. My final tip would be to watch your association, who you're around. So get around people who are thinking positive. Get around people who are actually doing something that's moving themselves in the right direction. So if you're hanging around a bunch of people that are saying that it can't happen, life's too tough, we can't get ahead, you need to get away from those people, start getting them out of your life, and finding the people that are taking action, because that's going to rub off on you.
Absolutely. And one final tip I will have is, no matter how big the mountain seems, you can overtake it. Because I grew up losing to you in basketball most of my life, and I finally beat you. And so I know that with some positive thinking and some determination, you can win. You can get it done. So
You definitely can. We're gonna definitely have to get to our basketball stories in one of these episodes. Just take an episode to just rehash some of that, man. We had some battles back in the day. It's kind of funny when you think back on it. Now we're here, hopefully helping people and encouraging people to stop the complaining and get that negative energy out of here. You know, a lot of people might be wondering right now, what's this got to do with the life of a gentleman? They're coming on here, they want to hear about fashion, how to look good. But what would you say to people who have that in their mind right now, thinking, I just want to dress sharp?
Oh, that's an excellent point. So the life of a gentleman is beyond just dressing sharp. I mean, obviously there's a lot to that, but it's your whole attitude in life, right? So the life of a gentleman is about being determined to be successful. Not only just look successful, but be successful. And these are great tips for being successful. And so the life of a gentleman is all about taking on challenges, being resourceful, keeping the right attitude in life. And I truly believe that. And I think that's the way you are a gentleman.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I'm glad you stressed that to the audience, because this show is about being a well-rounded gentleman. It's not just about dressing nice and looking very sharp, because anybody really can do that. It's funny, I met someone one time, and this guy, he looked great, totally decked out. And as I got to know him and got to talk to him, found out what he did for a living and what he was really all about, come to find out the guy lived with his parents. I mean, this is a grown man we're talking about here. He lived with his parents, worked a very meager job. You would have never known it from his appearance. So, you can fool a lot of people with your outward appearance, but what's inside is really determines if you are a gentleman or not.
Absolutely. One thing I really appreciate about what you're doing here is you're really putting it all together, all the pieces of the puzzle together. Because what's funny is I've met people that don't really know how to dress and all that, but that are extremely successful. And those people that, as I like to say, fake the funk, right? And they, like you said, they're dressed to a T but don't have anything going for them. But bringing that all together with the right business attitude and dressing, it really does make for a perfect gentleman. And it's something that makes people very happy if they can combine those things. And it's really not that hard. And that's the other message I want to send to people too, is that it may seem difficult, or what we're talking about may seem like, I don't feel like mowing grass. But it really isn't that hard. It's just a little bit of time and a little bit of effort.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense, man. I think we're able to help some people out today, and hopefully next time, we'll get to that basketball story so you can tell about that one time that you did successfully beat me. But
absolutely.
Had a lot of fun, Darius. Until next time.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
We all get down on our luck sometimes. Living the life of a gentleman gets difficult when we are faced with things out of our control. Well, now it is time for the Motivated Gent, and this is a segment designed to encourage and inspire all gentlemen through all walks of life. Times do get tough, but we will motivate one another on the journey to living the gentleman's code. This is the Motivated Gent, only on The Life of a Gentleman.
Welcome back, everyone. This is a gentleman that we've had on the show in the past, and he was able to come on and give us some great motivational tips. So we are happy to welcome back to the show Mr. Mercedes Fuller. How's it going today, Mercedes?
It's going good, and I thank you so much for having me on again. Always awesome to be here with you.
Yeah, we're glad you could join us. I have to tell you, too, I've been enjoying your book while you were out from work. You sent me a copy, and for those that are wondering what that is, it's a life application and transformation guide written by Mr. Mercedes Fuller, and I definitely recommend it. I've got a lot of value out of the book, and it's great because it's kind of like a workbook and a guidebook all in one. So thanks for sending that to me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and I'm glad that you're enjoying it.
Well, today, you know, we thought you'd come on and give us some inspiration and some motivation because, as we always say on The Life of a Gentleman, you have to take in positive information every day. And so today, what would you like to share with us? We are all ears.
It's actually funny that you mentioned my new book, While You're Out From Work, because one of the things that I love talking about, and I actually speak about this in there, is adapting the correct perspective. No matter what we have going on in our lives, no matter if we're dealing with career, personal, spiritual matters, trying to be the best gent that we can be, we have to have the right perspective before we dive into anything.
I like that. You know, a lot of times we lose our perspective. You know, life gets so busy, it seems like it almost starts to pass us by. So we're looking forward to these tips to see how we can be grounded. And why don't you go ahead and dive into these?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing that I like to tell people about adapting the right perspective is that you have to understand what that word perspective really means. And when we talk about perspective, we talk about our ability to actually see things the right way. But to take that a step further, perspective is our ability to be able to see things beyond where they are or the shape that they're presently in. Sometimes you have to have a vision that helps you see beyond what your eyes see. Sometimes you have to have a perspective that will help you see beyond your present situation, or else it will be hard to see your way out of that situation. So one of the first things I tell people is you have to be able to get a grasp, a grip on what perspective is all about. The reason why it's important to understand what your perspective is and to actually have a perspective is because the way you see things will always alter the way you approach things. If you see something one way, if you visualize it one way, you're going to create an approach, or you're going to create a mindset. Your tactics are going to line up to the way that you saw something. So you have to make sure that you have a handle on perspective. If we begin to shift our outlooks in situations, we begin to shift our actions. And when you adapt the correct perspective, you tend to create a more methodical approach to whatever it is that you're trying to do. So eventually, your desired outcomes will be yielded from the way that you see or you approach something. So those are some of the things that I always tell people about understanding what perspective is, because perspective, again, it alters the way that we will take steps to or take steps through particular situations.
Yeah, that's some valuable advice you just gave. Definitely like the point that you talked about when you said shift your outlook. you can have a negative outlook, and that'll change your perspective for sure, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, if your outlook is negative, 9 times out of 10, you're going to approach the situation as a negative situation. You're going to approach a situation with negative energy. And anytime you invest energy that's negative, your outcomes will become negative outcomes, or at least you're not going to look beyond the negativity that you see. So it's so important that, again, we adapt that right mindset. And if your mindset is negative, this is where we begin to talk about changing the perspective. The right perspective is essential in everything we do, Rich.
Definitely great. I really appreciate that. Excited to hear the second tip. What do you have for us?
My tips are now going to turn into questions that you should be asking yourself. One of the things that I tell people to ask yourself is, what do you see for yourself? What is it that you really desire? And how do you envision yourself within the next 5 to 10 years? And when you begin to answer those questions, and I'll repeat them again, what do you see for yourself? What do you really desire? And how do you envision your next 5 to 10 years? When you begin to wrap your answers around those questions, you'll come up with the here and now versus where you're trying to go. And somewhere in between then, that's where your plan is going to have to develop. You know, I'm here right now. This is where I'm trying to go. And I need to take steps from where I am to where I'm trying to go. And that's where that plan has to creep into your process. So the first thing that I always ask people to evaluate, where are you now? How do you view yourself? And where do you see yourself? And then you'll begin to create that plan of action to help you move from where you are right now to the place that you're trying to go. So that's the second thing that I always tell people. You know, first we said, get a good definition of what perspective is in your life. The second thing I always tell people to do is ask themselves, what do you see for yourself? Where are you now? And then how are you going to get from where you are to that place where you're trying to go?
I really like those. You know, it reminds me of something that Les Brown once said. He said he was talking with his son and they were having a conversation, and he posed a question to his son, but also applies to ourselves. And the question was, do you want to be successful? You know, you probably heard this story, and most of us would say yes, you know, we want to be successful. But then he followed it up with the question, but do you expect to be successful? To me, what you just said drove that point home. There's a huge difference between wanting to be successful and actually expecting to be successful. I like how you said make
Absolutely.
A plan so you can see where you're going.
Absolutely. You have to have that roadmap. You know, you and I, we talk about traveling all the time. And in order for us to get to the destination where we're trying to go, if we don't know that place, if we don't know where it is located exactly, we have to have a roadmap to get us there. And that's the same thing that we need to think about when we're approaching our life. Many a time, the places where we're trying to go, we don't know how to get there. But if we put that plan of action in front of us, that's what helps us begin to endeavor in getting on the right road and coming up with plans to get around detours where they're in front of us. When I'm driving in my car and I get lost, the navigation will typically reroute me. And sometimes, you know, rerouting throws us off. It throws us off of our schedule. It throws us off of our plans. But if we build in that extra time where, you know, we might make mistakes, we might take the wrong turn, if we build in that extra time, if we leave our destinations early, sometimes it won't even delay us from the results that we anticipate. But proper planning is how you get to the places that you intend to get to at the right time for you. Proper planning.
I like that. Taking the time to plan. That's awesome. Let's have the third tip.
So one thing that I tell people to consider is, do not take for granted where you are today. You have to have a clear assessment of where you are today, because many times we undervalue or undermine the places where we are today, and there's still quite a bit of significance in what we're doing right now. There's still a lot of value in what we have going on in our lives at this present moment. So I tell people, take an assessment of where you are. But when you take that assessment of where you are, you have to think about how you got there. Think about the steps and the resources and the people that were all vital to getting to the place where you are. And just take a moment to appreciate that. And that's when you're adapting the right perspective, one of the things that you'll learn is to adapt a mindset of appreciation. Appreciate the work that it took to get to where you are. Be thankful for all of the steps that you were able to take. Be thankful for the people that were there with you, and be thankful that you made it this far. I tell people, in order to get to the places where you're trying to go, you have to be grateful for where you've already arrived. And so it's important to gain a great perspective of where you are today. And that's when the plan of where you're trying to go is going to make even more sense, because you've been able to show appreciation for what's been done to this point. And sometimes we get caught up in our vocation. Sometimes we get caught up in our entrepreneurial pursuits, which works, where it's hard for us to sometimes just sit in a moment and be grateful. But I challenge people to really try to find that time and find ways to show appreciation for what you've been able to accomplish and those that were with you and the steps that it took, because it's going to make it easier. It's going to make it better for you to approach the next destination in your life, because you would have shown appreciation and you would have reflected for everything it took to get you to where you are. So you have to gain the right perspective for where you are right now. And part of that is being grateful for everything that has happened to this point.
Man, that was a great tip as well. So what you've given us right now is three tips on, like you said, adapting the correct perspective. Just want to go over these real quickly, and then have your final comments, because just to wrap this all up, seems like we could go on, but it looks like the first tip was to understand what perspective is and shift your outlook. And then and then ask yourself those questions, right? You said, where do we see ourselves? Where are we going?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So where do you see yourselves? What do you really desire? What do you really want? And then the next one that we moved on to, we said, how do we view ourselves right now? And really showing that appreciation for what you've been able to accomplish, the people who journeyed with you, all the steps that you were able to take, actually be in the moment and show appreciation for those things.
Perfect. And the last one, I like this one myself, was to be thankful. Look over the steps, the progress you've made, and to be grateful, you know, for how far you've come. You know, sometimes we're our hardest critic, right? We've actually come a lot farther than we probably give ourselves credit for.
That's right. And you know, one thing I always like to add to that, having the right people in your life will help you in that step. Sometimes I beat myself down when it comes to measuring my work, measuring my perspective, because we're always looking as entrepreneurs, as gentlemen, we're always looking for the way to do something better, and we're always looking for the next best thing. And I'm so grateful, because even my best friend will tell me, hey, you have to give yourself credit for what you've done thus far. Do you not realize what you've been able to do? Do you not realize what you've been blessed to be able to accomplish or attain to this point? And so it's good to have those people around you that will help you see things a different way. They're those outside eyes that are able to look in. So you have to have the right people with the right perspective to help you see things the right way.
Perfect. Great way to wrap this up. Do us a favor, if someone wants to continue this discussion or call on you for a little bit of more personal one-on-one help, how can they get in touch with you?
Get with me on www.marshladiesfuller.com. That's my website. And then all of my social media, I am there at Mercedes Fuller. So I love to continue these dialogues. Even if you want to shoot me an email, it's Mercedes@MercedesFuller.com.
All right, there you have it, folks. Thank you so much, Mercedes, for joining us, and we'd love to have you back in the future and give us some more motivational tips. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it, and I thank you for the opportunity.
Well, gentlemen, that wraps up the show for today. We are so glad that you tuned into the podcast. We appreciate all of your feedback and the reviews that we've been getting. If you could, though, if you haven't left us a review, it's very simple to do. Just takes a minute of your time. On iTunes, it's simply you can rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And you can subscribe to the show on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. And what will happen is you get a free notification and a free website each week. The show comes out. We have new episodes that air every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. We look forward to having you back for another great discussion next week. Definitely be diving into fashion a little bit, and also, as we do, mix in business and lifestyle, because we have to be total gentlemen. Before we close off the show, we want to send a big thank you to those that contributed. Thank you to Darius for joining us once again, dropping some great information on how to bust through the barriers that are in front of us. Also, a thank you to Mercedes Fuller for joining us once again and telling us how to have the right perspective in life. You know, sometimes our life can get out of focus. Having the right perspective can help us see more clearly and able to face the challenges that all of us have and overcome them. Also, a special thank you to DeAndre Marie, our producer, who does an amazing job for us every week. We thank her as well. Thank you to you, most importantly, the listener, for tuning into The Life of a Gentleman. If you have a show idea or a question that you'd like us to tackle, drop us a line, podcast@HarrisonBlakeApparel.com. We'll get that email, take it into consideration, and definitely answer that question for you. As we say every week on The Life of a Gentleman, please live your best life, and until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit HarrisonBlakeApparel.com.